Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sally, who welcome you back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour. Took a little break. We're back now and we're ready to go for some more swinging sounds. We hope you'll stick around for the next hour. We think we've got some good things to spin for you. We're going to turn now to the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band live in Zurich, Switzerland in 1960. And a slight change of personnel from some of the other tracks I played, but we do have Jerry Mulligan, the leader, on baritone sax. Now we bring in Connie Condoli on trumpet. Our man Zoot Sims is in the organization. That's always a treat. Gene Quill on alto sax. Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. He was always around with this group. And leading the group and swinging through this whole thing is a great drummer, Mel Lewis. This is a tune written and composed by Rodgers and Hart. It's called You Took Advantage of Me, and this is done in Zurich, Switzerland in 1960.
Thank you very much, and good evening. That's our theme song, Utter Chaos. I'd like to start by introducing the members of the band. Our rhythm section is on drums, Mel Lewis, on bass, Buddy Clark. Our reed section, on tenor saxophone, Jim Ryder, on clarinet and alto, Gene Quill, on alto sax, Bob Donovan, on baritone sax and bass clarinet, Gene Allen. Our trumpet section, Condi Condoli, Nick Travis, and Don Ferrara. Our trombone section, on bass trombone, Alan Raff, on slide trombone, Willie Dennis, on valve trombone, Bob Brookmeyer. Our first selection is Bob Brookmeyer's arrangement of You Took Advantage of Me.
Thank you.
That was Rodgers and Hart's composition, You Took Advantage of Me, done by the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band in Zurich, Switzerland in 1960. And you heard some fine tenor or baritone work there by the leader, Jerry Mulligan, and some fine valve trombone by Bob Bookmeyer.
I'm going to play a vocalist, Ernestine Anderson. If you've not heard her, I think you'll really enjoy her. She's backed up by the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra. And again, if you've never seen him play, it's worth the price of admission. And she's going to do a tune entitled One Min Julep.
One early morning, as he was walking, he met a woman and he started talking. Went in a tavern to get a few nips, but all he had was one mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. He didn't remember just how it started, but all he knows is they should have parted. He stole a kiss and then another. He didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Were burning low there in the tavern when through the swinging door up popped her father. He said, I saw you when you kissed my daughter. Got to wed her right now, I'll face slaughter. He didn't know just what he was doing. He had to marry or face ruin. One mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, yeah, a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. From now on, he'll be thinking double. He'll buy her roses, or maybe tulips. He got too much trouble from buying tulips. He don't remember just how it started, but all he knows is they should have parted. He stole a kiss and then another. He didn't mean to take it any further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Now there is a moral to this story, and the moral is, don't be messing around early in the morning with some strange broad. Woman, make that woman in taverns drinking mint juleps. If you're not serious, because as it happens, he ended up in a shotgun wedding. He claims he didn't mean to take it any further, but her father had some other ideas on the matter. He told him, "You're gonna marry my daughter or else. Or else." And that "or else" is me. You know what I mean? Today he is in a whole lot of trouble. Got to think double. Yeah, 1 mint julep. One little old mint julep was the cause of it all. Yeah. Stay away from them juleps. And keep away from them strange lips.
As Ernestine Anderson, backed up by the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra, the rhythm and blues lyrics are a little bit different. It's, I don't want to bore you with all my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking whiskey because I got 6 extra kids from getting frisky. So.
I don't know if that was Rodgers and Hart or Cole Porter.
Cold turkey.
Okay, I'm going to stay with the Mulligan Concert Jazz Band in Missouri, Switzerland, and we're going to do another version of Walking Shoes. We did a version last week when we did a track from Concert in the Rain, the tune that they did at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1963. Walking Shoes was composed by Mulligan probably back in the early 50s and played a lot on his pianoless quartet and sextet, but he turned out a swinging version for his big band, and I think it's worth another listen in another context. So we're going to listen to the concert band from Zurich, Switzerland do Walking Shoes.
Another original. This one is called Walking Shoes. Thank you.
That was the Mulligan's Jazz Concert Band in Zurich, Switzerland, in 1960, doing a Mulligan composition called Walking Shoes.
I'm going to play something from a two-CD set, which I'd heartily recommend. It's entitled Jazz at the 19th Hole for all you golfers. I'm going to play something by Gene Harrison, the big band, doing a tune entitled Swingin' the Blues. Harris and the big band doing Swinging the Blues, and the piano was played by Gene Harris.
I turn to another venue for the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band. At this point, they are at the Olympia in Paris, and this is a live concert on the Europe One label, cut in November 1960, and this is a Mulligan composition called Bweebada Bobbada. Thank you. Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band live at Olympia in Paris on a Europe One label, and there was a Jerry Mulligan composition called Bouille de Babada, and we had heard some fine baritone sax from the leader Mulligan, and a nice alto sax solo there by Gene Quill.
The only bad thing about this two CD set, Jazz at the 19th Hole, is that they don't give much information as to who's playing. So I'm going to play a tune entitled Ain't Misbehaving with George Van Epps.
Thank you.
That was George Van Epps doing Ain't Misbehavin', and obviously he was the only musician, so I would say he played guitar.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Okay, we're going to turn now to the American Jazz Concert Band, and I'm going to do another version of a track I did last week in my first week of the salute to the Mulligan Jazz Band, and that's I'm Gonna Go Fishing, which is a Duke Ellington composition written. It was part of the score for Anatomy of the Murder with, Jimmy Stewart, Ben Gazzara, and later on, Peggy Lee put lyrics to it. This has always been a kind of a showcase piece for the Jerry Mulligan Concert Band. We did it last week with the Concert in the Rain. We're gonna do it now with the concert at the Olympia in Paris in 1960. Let's listen to the Mulligan Big Band do I'm Gonna Go Fishing. I'm Gonna Go Fishing. It was a great version of that Ellington tune done by the Mulligan Concert Jazz Band from the Olympiad in Paris, and a great solo work there by our man Zoot Sims, followed by Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, and of course the leader Mulligan on baritone sax.
My last cut for tonight's show features Art Pepper on alto sax from a CD entitled Surf Ride. There's about 12 tunes and there are three different groups that play. The one I'm going to be playing is him on alto sax, Bobby Witt Locke on bass. And let's listen to Brown Gold. That was Art Pepper doing his own composition, Brown Gold, and it featured Russ Freeman on piano and Bobby White on drums.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and we're glad you stopped by for another session of The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night on 89.1 FM for 2 hours from 8 to 10. And we've got time for one more track before we do a board fade into the news. And I'm going to close out my salute to the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band with a swing version of a tune that was made famous by the Count Basie Band, Moulton Swing. Thank you.